suspended public protector advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane. Matter still continues in Parliament. Joining me on the line is our EWN parliamentary correspondent, Babalo Ndenze. Babalo, it was yet another day, I find, where the suspended public protector seemed to blame everybody else except for herself for what has been coming to her. Good afternoon.
Yes, indeed, Africa. Good afternoon. Public protector, you know, targeting judges this for most of today, and you know, the media was also not spared, and saying that you know some judges seem to blow things out of proportion when it comes to her reports, yeah, and some of the judgments that they issue against those reports. Setting aside, for example, the report on the SARS rogue unit, and where you know she was criticised by the Gauteng High Court, and she says, you know, that they really have no right to criticize her or to, you know, blow matters out of proportion, because she also takes, you know, exception to some of the things that they say about her in their judgments. And so really spending most of today dealing with that SARS report and maintaining, Africa, that former you know, basic current public enterprises minister, Pravin Gordhan, you know, was or did, you know, find himself on the wrong side of the law when he approved that SARS rogue, so-called SARS rogue unit, and maintaining that their activities, you know, went beyond their scope of powers. And she continues to give that evidence today, Africa.
For me, what has been very frustrating about the entire process, Babalo, is that matters that had been argued in front of the courts, even on appeals, are being brought back to light despite decisions being handed down by judgments. The CR17 matter, for example, where she was given yet another opportunity to defend herself. In fact, using the time allocated to rely on the minority report from the Constitutional Court justices, which has no bearing whatsoever in law in South Africa today, to make a point again.
Yes, indeed. It has been, you know, quite a lengthy rehash of matters that have already been dealt with at length, you know, by the courts. As not just by the courts, but also the committee as well, when it, you know, heard evidence from other witnesses. And Advocate Kalimbo for really going back to those reports, CR17, Mosasa, you know, her telling the committee that she sides with the minority judgment by former Chief Justice Mokgweng. We're going back to SARS Rogue Unit, Ivan Pillay's matter, and, you know, repeating those matters that were raised in the report, that he did not have the qualifications, he did not have a matric certificate, you know, also going back to those matters involving Johan van Lochringberg. So we really hearing what one described as a rehash of matters that have been dealt with at length, not just at this forum, but also in the courts, Africa.
And I raise that issue because currently under discussion by the committee is the issue of funding of legal representation of Busisiwe Mkhwebane. The acting public protector, Kholeka Gcaleka, has made it very clear that they have made and allocated resources, financial that is, to make it possible for her to defend herself, in inverted commas, up until today. Come the close of business today, no money has been made available by the acting public protector for Busisiwe Mkhwebane to continue with her legal representation.
Yes, indeed. Advocate Dalimbofu basically telling the inquiry, the committee, that it's the end of the road, to quote him directly, for the public protector's legal team. And this is because of this latest letter by Advocate Gcaleka, the acting public protector, where she says, where she's indicating that there is no funds available. She would no longer be able to fund her legal team. So Advocate Dalimbofu telling the committee that, you know, this is basically their last day, also giving Advocate Mkhwebane an opportunity to address the committee. And she's also basically saying it's quite, you know, regrettable to see that, you know, this issue of funds for her is not being addressed, because the Constitutional Court was the one that really said that she is entitled to legal representation. And she's saying that, you know, at all costs, she has to be represented legally at this hearing, and that the public protector or the office of the public protector needs to avail these resources, even addressing, you know, Advocate Gcaleka directly, saying, I mean, Advocate Gcaleka must avail resources.
What happens now? Because according to Parliament's program, the committee has evidence leader Advocate Nazreem Bawer set to start questioning Advocate Mkhwebane on Monday.
Yes, indeed. The committee is now still processing this, you know, brief interaction or correspondence from Advocate Dalimbofu and Mkhwebane. And, you know, so the committee will, before the end of this meeting today, which is still ongoing, will, you know, take a position on how to handle the matter, maybe correspond with the acting public protector, Alega, as to see how this matter can be resolved, or as they've hinted in previous meetings that the matter might even go to the Justice Committee, where, you know, the public protector's office accounts and where, you know, the budget matters are dealt with at that level and not necessarily at the inquiries level. So we're still waiting to see exactly what the way forward is after, and we'll find out before the close of business today.
All right, Mabala, I'll let you go back to that committee hearing. And of course, you'll report throughout the evening on EWN on that matter. Our parliamentary correspondent, Mabala Ndenza, reporting on developments, of course, in that committee hearing involving the suspended public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane.